Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. I am your host, a clinical hypnotherapist and coach helping women to level up their inner self-love glow, worth and value so that they can attract hubby kind of material. So in today's episode, we are talking about how to become that girl, magnetizing in love and wifey material treatment. Now, when I think of that girl, it's the one that we kind of look up to that has that beautiful, attractive energy and love for herself and love for life. And everything just seems to work out for her. Everywhere she goes, it seems to touch to gold. Everything she touches seems to turn to gold. And people are just drawn to her. You cannot put your finger on what it is about her, but there's something that makes her light up rooms. And the love that she has for herself is extremely impactive on other people's lives, let alone just her own. So we are going to talk about the one thing today in this episode that I see is missed so much, which is, of course, in my therapy formula. I call it the therapy formula for attracting in hubby material, because this is extremely important, and I'm going to give you the reasons as to why this first element of the formula has to happen, because otherwise a lot of work that you're going to put in and maybe you're investing into is just not going to stick. So today, let's get into that episode. And before I do, as always, the links to my work, to my products are in the podcast show notes, or they're over on my social medias at the Self Love Boss. Boss, if you don't already follow me, sorry, pregnancy must be tripping me up on my words today. The Self Love Boss. You can get the High Value Woman Activation Formula, which helps women to become their most glowed up, self-loving, worthy, confident and secure selves. So then your life becomes a completely different mirror reflection back to you. That is how we create life, by who we identify as. And you can also apply to work with me one-to-one. I am now about to take on new one-to-one clients. Hopefully as of May. We only have a very short time until baby number two arrives in September. So if that's something you've been wanting to do, I suggest applying now. Okay, let's get into it. So you know I love all the things that are truly popular and going viral on especially TikTok, like the lucky girl syndrome and talking about manifestation, talking about self-concept work. It is all so powerful and so true. It absolutely works. But the problem that we do experience, and maybe not with everybody, is very dependent on where your identity is already at. How fragile is it? What is your measure of inner self-worth and value? It's very dependent on that and your past, as to whether you can just kind of do these fun and vibey and exciting use of self-talk and affirmations and the manifestation kind of processes where you visualize yourself as your best ever self and you feel into the emotions of it and you believe in the universe and you just know that it's going to work out for you and you raise that energetic frequency, tapping into that future frequency every day. But what I do find, especially with the girls that come to me, and exactly, especially with my experience, because it did not happen fast for me. The shift within myself, which shifted my life, which shifted my business, shifted my relationship. As you'll know, perhaps, I am pregnant with our second child. And a couple of years ago, that was absolutely 100% not on the table. We didn't even think we were going to make it past the first year of having our daughter. So my life has done a complete 360 flip, but it didn't happen until I really invested myself in true therapy work. So what I'm trained in is rapid transformational therapy, and it's a method of therapy that is mixed with hypnotherapy, CBT, NLP, psychotherapy, so that you can really, truly and permanently heal your relationship with yourself and heal the wounds that are in your heart. This is extremely important to be the foundation of that lucky girl syndrome, self-concept, manifestation, identity work that you put on top. We must heal our past. The wounds that have really made you feel like you're not good enough, like you're not valuable enough, that's made you identify as a woman who doesn't get chosen, as a woman who's lacking something, as a woman who's inadequate, as a woman that love just doesn't work out for, as a woman that gets abandoned and rejected. Because what those experiences will forever do is they will stay in your subconscious mind and your nervous system. And these two things work unconsciously to override you when you're faced with certain scenarios that remind you of those past experiences and make you feel like you're going into that danger zone again, make you feel like you might possibly be abandoned or rejected and not feel safe. So if we don't uncover what those experiences are and do that proper healing the relationship with yourself work, closing up those holes that need to be healed from your past, then in your future, no matter how much energy and effort you put into doing identity work, which means the affirmations, the self-talk, the manifestation, the self-concept work, no matter how much work you put in, your system will still always win the battle. And it will override you unconsciously when your system feels unsafe and in similar situations, again, that's threatening your safety. So we have to close those gaps so that you don't get yourself into a phenomenal relationship, or just like me in a relationship, you glow up so much internally and really heal everything and really love yourself. And then that changes the energy and the dynamics between the two of you, because it does so much that I'll go into more when you heal your relationship with you. But then they might do something on an off day that reminds you of previous experiences, or makes you start to doubt yourself again, or makes you go into those old neural pathways of negative meanings about you and believing that they've got a poor perspective and poor view of you again, and makes you get triggered and go down old reactions and responses. That then undoes all of the work that you're doing, and you'll go back down those same self-sabotaging belief systems. So today's episode is really about the importance of making sure that you really do invest your time and yourself in this process by actually starting with proper therapy work to heal the relationship with yourself where you started to feel like you weren't good enough, when you started to abandon yourself, when you started to not love yourself because you believed other people didn't. So what we do in RTT is we use hypnotherapy to go back into your subconscious mind and access memories with experiences that happened to you from a really young age. And it can be through your childhood, it can be through your teenage years, when you started to identify as this version of you that has a low self-esteem, a low level of self-worth, doesn't value yourself, will kind of put up with anything and bare minimum, and why you found yourself attracting maybe an avoidant partner because you've got an anxious attachment, somebody that just doesn't treat you very well, or relationships that never last. There is a map to your current situation as to where you're at, and that is the stuff that we've got to uncover and then change the story to. So everything that happens, our minds create meanings, and this becomes an internal perspective of life. So it could be something to do with parents. It could be something to do with family as a whole. I've had lots of clients where they've just felt left out or lacking or not good enough in their family dynamics. They were the sibling maybe that wasn't as loved as some of the other siblings, or just felt like the parents didn't think that they were good enough for them. They didn't prioritize them. It doesn't even have to be that you've had something said to you. A lot of it is about the minute that as a child you feel like you have this disconnect, or that somebody doesn't think that you're good enough, you will start to do anything to retract that, to close the gap from that, because it's a fear to your survival. It's a threat to your survival. It's dangerous for you as a child. So you start to hold on to these experiences and they start to get locked into your subconscious mind, and they add up over time and create the identity and the version of you that is attracting the wrong kind of people, the wrong kind of relationships, or relationships that just never seem to work out. Men that never seem to give you that wifey treatment. Men that never seem to prioritize you. Men that feel like you're too much for them. Men that never really want to commit. Or just people that are never really the full package for you. You never get exactly what you want. And that's because of your inner view of yourself. Your inner perspective of yourself and how you believe other people view you. And this isn't something that you think about consciously and maybe aren't even aware of throughout the day, but it is in your locked into your subconscious mind. And as we operate on a subconscious basis, your life, 95% of your life is influenced by your subconscious mind, by the internal programs that have been stored into your system from those first experiences where you started to feel danger and threat of abandonment and rejection. And this can leak into your teenage years, when it's really, really important for us to feel like we belong. That's when our identity starts to be really developed, when we start to learn our identity from about the ages of 12. So if you feel like you're not the popular girl in school, or you don't have that many friends, or you don't ever get the guy, you're not pretty enough, you don't have the right body, you're going to start to internalize that. That's going to start to be your story. That's going to start to be your view of yourself and how you believe other people view of you. So what then happens is your subconscious mind locks onto that identity, and it continues to attract people, places, and experiences that will give you confirmation of what you believe to be true. You will only ever be able to experience physical reality that reflects your internal world. So those experiences, the reason why we must uncover them is because you have to be able to deactivate your identification from them. You want to be able to remove the emotional charge from them. And very importantly, you want to be able to attach a different meaning to the things that have happened. Because there's a million different ways that we can look at scenarios and situations. But when you're a child, you don't look through it with an empowered and a self-loving viewpoint. You look through it with a very primal survival safety, I need people to love me desperate point of view. So then you start to abandon yourself because you believe other people are abandoning you. You start to feel like you're unworthy and you're inadequate and you're missing something because you believe other people view that of you. So then you'll start to work overdrive to constantly get external validation and reassurance by changing who you are and losing yourself just so that somebody outside of you can like you and love you and accept you. And what you actually need to do the whole way, the whole time, what we actually need to do is learn that unconditional acceptance and love for ourselves. So then you are the one that measures your worth and your value. Because when you know your worth and your value, you won't put yourself in situations with people that are not for you. So many people find themselves in relationships that aren't right, but they feel like they can't get any better. They feel like nobody else is going to love them. They feel like this is just what they've got to put up with. But if you really valued yourself, like you felt like you're a prized possession, you're really fucking precious, your energy is worth millions, the people that you were around, you're very precious about, because not everybody gets to have your time. You put yourself on a really high hierarchy, a really top tier, that girl kind of energy and belief systems about yourself. That means you don't just give yourself out to anybody, because you know you're worth so much. So we need to, first of all, uncover those stories so that we can write new ones, so that then you can activate that girl identity. And sometimes this doesn't take just one session. Sometimes it takes going over it a couple of times. For myself, I really deeply believe that no one liked me. I really deeply believe that I was inadequate until a couple of years ago when I did this full-on package formula work for myself. I was still very emotionally charged by the experiences from my childhood and my teenage years. I still got triggered left, right, and center by how I was constantly focusing on how people behaved around me and attaching similar meanings that I did when I was younger to the current things going on right now, confirming to myself all of the time, you aren't enough. people don't like you, you're lacking something. So never, ever, ever truly doing the work to heal the relationship with myself, removing my focus from everybody else and putting it onto myself and giving myself the opportunity to have the best relationship with me that I could ever have. One that empowers me, one that influences me to prioritize myself and believe in myself and have confidence in myself and not put other people constantly ahead of me, and especially putting other people's opinions of me or of my life above me. And it makes people turn into people pleasers where you'll just do anything for that hit of love and acceptance and reassurance externally. We have to change the method. It cannot be about looking at your partner, the person you're dating, your family members, your colleagues, anyone outside your life, and waiting for those people to give you validation of your worth. And all of your focus has to go into you deciding that this is now going to be life on your terms, that you're going to remove and let go of those past experiences that wounded your heart and made you stop loving yourself. You've got to heal those wounds, put your heart back together, fall in love with yourself unapologetically, authentically for who you are, so that you're only ever willing to be in places, in situations, and with people that know your value too. Because when you know that value and it really is locked in, there's no way that you're going to want to stick around with somebody or something that doesn't. It feels uncomfortable in your body to do so. It feels like you're lying to yourself. It feels really inauthentic. It feels really uncomfortable. So I say often to the girls, especially the ones in the High Value Woman Activation formula, you've got the therapy recording there to take yourself through. It's about an hour long. Do it as many times as you need to, so that even if it means bit by bit, we are removing the connection and the, what are those things? The cords to your past, the cords to those experiences, to the ones where your mind just made up a perspective of yourself to keep you safe, so that you can do the work to then re-identify and have a completely different relationship experience. It changes you as a woman. And what it did for me after I did the therapy work, and I did it lots, I had a lot of sessions of therapy. I had to do a lot of work to really remove my emotional charge from the experiences and to stop identifying as that girl anymore. It's almost like we make these stories up and then we just decide that they're true. And because we believed in them for so many years, it's hard to retrain your brain overnight. So again, like I said at the start, it is quite dependent on how you feel about yourself, how much pain you hold from the past that you may or may not be aware of, and how deeply you believe in your worth and in your value or not, that the speed at which this process can happen. So when I healed the relationship with myself, and that is what I firstly focused on, me changing the story to the things that happened in the past, changing how I identified, believing that I was worthy and I was good enough, believing in the universe loving and adoring me, things working out for me, believing that I'm a really good person, and kind of pouring that love you do into your partner and into yourself. And it's a really amazing journey to go through. So that was the foundation that I started on was self-love. And from there, as I become a very calm, emotionally intelligent, stable, secure version of myself, what it meant is my system was relaxed and it wasn't switched on to look for danger through literally every little thing my partner was doing. So I stopped attaching negative meanings to his actions or the no actions, or it's the slightest things like body language or the kisses that you don't get on messages that you just read into and make really negative stories about and decide that that then means that they don't really care about you and that you put them on this pedestal above them of importance and they become these like gods that you need love and approval from. And I started to focus on me and on my life and fulfilling up my life and running my business and being an amazing mom and doing all of these things so that I was leveling up my inner self-love, healing everything inside of myself that I needed to, leveling up my inner value. And that made me a really happy person, and it changed my frequency. It changed my energy. Now, all of this wasn't on accident. I did this intentionally and on purpose every day. So I'm not going to tell you that it's easy work, because I didn't feel like it was easy work. It's retraining your brain. It will so easily go down old neural pathways of low self-worth and life isn't working out for me and men are absolute dicks and this guy doesn't care about me if you let it. That's why the formula that I do in the course and anybody that works with me one-to-one, it is about over-consuming your mind day and night to go down new belief systems that create new thought pathways and feelings. That creates your new identification. So then I am this really self-loving version of me that I've never been in my entire adult life. It enabled me to see things very differently, to see people differently, to stop projecting old narratives that I had beliefs about others onto my partner and onto other people because of past experiences where I made a narrative and a story that disempowered me. And then I decided we unconsciously project that constantly into our future. So then it's almost like letting people off the hook a bit and seeing them. Not only seeing yourself through a new positive perspective, a new really loving perspective, but it helps you to then see them through a new positive perspective. And if you are in a relationship, it can take a bit of work because you do eventually end up identifying them as a certain person that will behave in a certain way, believe and view of you in a certain way. So you do then have to put the work in to shift that narrative. But it's so easy to do when you already have locked in your inner self-love, when you know that you're worthy and you know that you're good enough, it's very easy to then believe in a concept of them that they think that about you too. So I always used to believe that my fiance didn't really want to be with me. I mean, we've been together 16 years this year. He doesn't really want to be with me. And the reason I say fiance is because we got a house in 2019 when I got pregnant, renovated the whole thing, had a child in lockdown, and now we're having our second baby, and I don't want to have a child to look after when we get married. So it's going to be another couple of years till you guys hear the wedding series. So I've been with this guy for over a decade, and I'm still believing that he doesn't really want to be with me. He's just kind of settling. And so my mind looks for evidence of it constantly, like, oh, of course he wants to go play golf, of course he wants to be the guys, of course he wants to sit in the other room and watch a different kind of TV, of course he's not bothered about talking to me, he's just sitting on his phone. And that story is so disempowering and making me feel like I'm worthless and I'm not good enough. And it constantly made me get triggered, cause arguments, you push them away, they become avoidant. That anxious attachment in you activates the avoidance in them. If you can just take away from any information I ever give, is that the minute you just decide that you manifest your life and you manifest the version of the partner that you're with, you will be able to change anything. It's not saying that you're to fault, you're to blame. It's taking personal responsibility and empowerment for the identity I had when I attracted them. It's clear. I can see the dots now. I can see why they're the way they are. Once I change, they're going to change, or you'll feel like they're not for you anymore. Either way, it will work out for you. So I'm deeply believing that this guy doesn't really want to be with me. Crazy, making up all of these stories because I identified as a woman that wasn't good enough, was inadequate, was beneath people, nobody liked. Really, really deeply was in my system. I had no love for myself. I had completely abandoned myself. But that shifts now to I could never imagine that guy wanting to be with anyone else. Like, that man is with me for the rest of his life. I have no shadow of doubt on it. I have full trust in him and his faith for me, like the faithfulness and his loyalty. And he always has been. I just always would question it. And now I'm confident in it. that guy will do anything to make me happy, anything to be with me. I am the woman of his dreams. Like, I believe in it. I don't doubt it. So what that does is it settles me down where I don't feel like I constantly need reassurance, where I constantly need something from him. Obviously, we love and affectionate relationships, but you come in at it with a very different identity. I see him through a very different perspective now because I've done the work for myself. So now I don't want to project the crap from the past onto him and put him in that shitty identity. And somebody asked me a question the other day on one of my TikTok videos about how, well, we can't just ignore, like, not communicate our needs and not have boundaries. That's not healthy. So I would never do that. I would never be in a relationship and not communicate my needs or state my boundaries or have really open, just open channels of communication equally with one another. Like, I like to really, really make it quite clear that the work that I do is about you finding someone. The reason I say hubby material is because somebody for the rest of your life, the father of your children material. I don't want you to just date somebody who's head over heels in love with you at the start and then shit starts to hit the fan because you realize that they're not really foundationally a very good man, or they're not foundationally good for you or matched to you. That we really want to be attracting in a healthy version of our partner or new partner. So what I used to do was be really defensive. I would say things to my partner when I was pissed off, when I was triggered. And it's a very much from an energy of, you're not doing enough. It's not good enough for me. I need more. I am desperately, you know, really, really repellent energy, really, really desperate and needy. And people are not attracted to other people that don't love themselves and don't respect themselves. The way in which we both do it now is, yeah, now and again, there might be like some raised voices. That's normal life. You can't have a relationship without disagreements. But for the majority of our relationship now, we both feel very secure and safe and confident in being able to just bring something to the table in a calm way and have the other person listen. And why it can work for us now is because we both are individually happy. Together we are happy and we are showing a lot of love and respect for one another. So then when we need to have difficult conversations, there is still a lot of love and respect for one another when we do that. So we're listening to each other. It doesn't mean everything can always be met. Somebody else can't always meet our needs. Somebody else can't always make you feel good enough, you know? Sometimes we just prefer things or have different standards to things than another person's perspective of it might be. But when you are that girl with a high inner value and love because you've put in the time to do the real therapy work to heal your relationship with yourself and completely re-identify from your past and make a whole new story so that you can attract in just the most beautiful of everything and feel like that luckiest girl ever. When you are that version of you, because she's there, what you've just got to tap into her and lock her in. And then you can pour that love into your partner and they feel respected and loved and safe and confident with you. When there needs to be something needs to be said that might be a bit uncomfortable, you can do it in a very calm nature with that beautiful emotional intelligence you would have grown, with that nervous system that is calm and safe and secure in yourself and trusting in this relationship. You don't say things to them anymore in a way of feeling like, oh, this is the end, then this is a catastrophe. It's more of a, oh, I need to say this so that it doesn't maybe turn into something that's a million times worse. I'm seeing it, I'm thinking it, I'm feeling it, just hear me out. And I want to listen to you and your perspective as well. It's from a very calm, stable and respectful identity. And from there, you get a very different response. Because if you do it when you're triggered and you're pissed off and you feel like what they've done has made you feel like you're not good enough because you don't love yourself, so you come at it with defensiveness and anger, you will get exactly the same thing back and nothing works. So you'll be able to find that beautiful communication style with your partner after everything comes after you healing your relationship with yourself, because you're no longer reliant or dependent or desperate or needing of anyone to make you feel like you're good enough, because you have already got that down. So I hope you loved today's episode. I really felt the importance to reiterate and go into further information as to why I do what I do in the order I do it, why I talk about what I talk about. And like, it's just so important to me that you don't waste your time doing surface level stuff and you actually learn to love yourself, so you don't waste your money on buying books to figure out tricks to get men to fall for you. So anyway, I will speak to you on the next episode. If you love this, please share it on the social medias and give me a review. The links for everything are on the notes and on my socials. And I hope you have an absolutely beautiful day.